Debt to MSD, that's social development, social welfare, has blown out to $2.4 billion. Money's owed by nearly 600,000 people at an average of $4,000 a pop. That's loans for clothing, household appliances, bill payments. Top 10% of people with debt are paying around $26 a week out of their benefits. Now, New Zealand Child Poverty Action Group founder Jamfrey Wakeham is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
At $4,000 average that you owe, you need a job, really, to dig your way out of that, don't you?
Well, it's true. Jobs certainly help, but that isn't the only reason that people get into debt when they have very high costs for their living. And we know through food bank use that there are many people who are in paid work are actually having to access food banks in order to be able to feed their families.
What's your understanding of the money, the way it's handed out? Is it too easily handed out, hence it's a debt trap? Or is it handed out reluctantly and people are just stuck?
Well, we've got a very complex system. When you think about the ease with which New Zealand superannuation is accessed, the money that is supporting families with children in particular is extremely complicated. And we have been asking, seeking, pleading for the government to release the review that they've been doing on the social security system in order to make the simplicity of it much more available and easily accessed. And when there are just so many barriers in order to be able to get this pūtea that's just needed for an adequate standard of living, then it's difficult. And when you know that there are, our economy creates powerful currents that pull people into poverty, like low wages and increasing living costs, sometimes things happen and it's threatened to pull us under, like losing that job. And when you lose that job, you lose the in-work tax credit, which is worth $72.50 a week at the present time.
What I'll do is, what I'll do is I'll ask Chris Hipkins about it tomorrow on the program and see where we get, because if they will have it on their bottom line, they will have it as money, $2.5 billion. They'll have it as credit that they think it's going to get paid back. And I can't understand that a person on a benefit with $4,000 in debt, unless they get out of benefit and onto a job, is ever going to even begin to pay it back. But anyway, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Jamfrey Wakeham, who's the founding member of the New Zealand Child Poverty Action Group.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.